think it's just something that we've done. You know, I mean, I think it's it doesn't really matter who the quarterback is. I think it's good for both sides. It's good for Teddy, and it's good for us as receivers just to get a little extra catches in the game plan.
What did he do for reps? I mean, was he getting some in practice, or how were you?
Yeah, you got a few. I mean, he was out there, so.
Right, yeah, okay.
How did coaches say before practice the number one thing was movement, because he's obviously got to evade pass rushers. How was his movement in your estimation?
Oh, shoot, I was running my routes, so I don't know. Okay. That's a good question. We'll see on film.
All right.
Can you just talk about how he's come back from this and what he's had to endure? You guys see it a lot more than we did, you know, day in, day out here, building for this day. I mean, it's pretty impressive because I don't think we ever saw him grumble. Did you guys ever see that, you know, why me? Why did I have to deal with this?
No, not even from day one of the injury. I mean, you never saw it from Teddy. I think it was impressive. I think it was impressive. The most impressive thing to me about Teddy this whole time has been the way that he's reacted to being in all the meetings and seeing the film after practices and trying to coach us up. I think that's the biggest thing because, you know, for me that's huge. I love when guys are trying to help me get better, and he was one of those guys that wanted to help in any way he could, and I think that ultimately helped him too.
Is that what that leadership is, what everybody talks about with Teddy, is that he's got something different than other people have, and he just kind of, you know, takes things and runs with it?
Yeah, I think guys really respect what he does, and I think that's the most important thing as a leader is having guys around you that respect you and actually listen and trust what you're saying. So, like I said, we have a lot of guys in this locker room that have a lot of faith and trust in his abilities and what he has to say.
Has he basically been in every meeting since start of OTAs and all the way through preseason and everything too?
Yep.
Okay. So what sort of things is he telling you after he's watching film? And
well, just little things. I mean, he'll tell me if I ran a bad route.
Really?
Say, hey, you got to run a better route there, things like that. And you know, just like from his perspective, you know, if he was, I think it's kind of one of those things, if he was a starting quarterback, what would he say to me? And that's kind of, I think, how he approached it. And I think it helps not only me, but other receivers and the quarterbacks.
August 30th last year, could you have seen this moment, him coming back and actually getting back involved in practices like he has?
I could, yeah, because you see the way he worked before the injury, and you knew that this game means a lot to him. He has a lot of respect for this game, and he loves it more than anybody in that locker room. So when you have a guy like that just busts his tail every day, wants to win, loves his teammates, you know that good things are going to happen for him.
From your view, what's the best thing that Teddy does as a quarterback that makes him successful?
I mean, I think he uses his feet well, gets out of, he avoids a lot of pass rush, and, you know, he's always got his eyes downfield. He's not a run-first guy, especially when things break down. He's not a run-first guy. He's a guy that's going to try to deal the ball at all costs, and he takes care of the football. He when he was playing, he didn't throw a whole lot of interceptions, and that's what we need to do to win games.
Do you see similarities between him and Case at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they both have great leadership ability. I think they both have great arms, and both are guys that can avoid rush and can make plays with their feet. And I think that's great as a receiver because he can extend plays to help you get open.
I guess the mental aspect, where every week, I mean, he's not named the starter. I mean, at least to us, we don't hear it until we get the injury report. How does he handle that? And just, I guess, his approach where, you know, he says he prepares like the starter. How do you guys see that?
Yeah, and I think that's – I don't think he's just saying that. He actually does. I mean, he knows the game plan better than probably some of the coaches, honestly, because he's in there studying every morning. He's the first truck in the parking lot. I know that's cliche, but it's the truth. He gives me crap when I get here before him because he doesn't like that too much. So, but yeah, he's a guy that just he wants to win, and he doesn't really care how it's done. He doesn't really care who's playing. He's a competitive guy, so when he's out there, he wants to do whatever it takes to win.
Maybe mentally, you know, you said he was in all the meetings and everything. Teddy was. You think that mentally kind of helped him through this rehab? That, you know, he was mentally still playing football even though he wasn't physically able to.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. I mean, I think it's probably tough for him to sit through the meeting and not be, you know, watching himself or things like that. Because I know how tough that is for me when you miss a practice or something and to watch film and you're not out there. It's tough, but at the same time, it keeps you involved, keeps him thinking about what he would do in this situation or that situation. And I think it's all going to pay off.
How do you feel about the depth you guys have at wide receiver in light of you got a couple guys injured in Diggs and Floyd?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, going back to, you know, looking at OTAs and training camp, we had a lot of guys making plays. And I think that's going to prove to really help us in the long run because in this league you're going to have some nicks and bruises. You're going to miss some guys every once in a while. So hopefully we can just keep continuing to make plays and guys can and we can spread the football around.
A couple more for Adam.